There's a samurai. I think that one's in your
That's
window,
a companion right? piece, yeah. They're both out there, uh-huh. both of these pieces. They one of my favorite movies is called Kagemusha. It's called The Shadow Warrior.
I think I've seen that.
Pardon?
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's about, you know, right when there was three large factions that were getting, you know, it's just before Shogun and that whole thing. You had the Tokugawa, I forget what the, I'm not sure what the other one, I'm drawing a blank on that, but they had a third one, third group that was gaining in power. And what happened was, this guy was called the Mountain, because in battles and things like that, he was immovable, you know. And they called him, but he would stand right up, you know, and, you know, guys would come, you know, when the opposing would come running out, you know, he would not move, and he would just stand there. Well, what happened was he got shot, and it was interesting how they did that. They knew that every night during this battle, there was a siege on this one castle, and they had a spy in this castle for the army outside. And he saw them every night. This guy would play a flute, and everybody was really quiet listening to this flute. He played inside the. I'm not sure if it was inside or outside, but they saw that a chair was being set up out in this courtyard. And they saw that, they thought, well, when that flute goes on, he's going to be sitting right at that spot. So what he did is he got his gun before and pointed it right at the chair, and then took a cord and dropped it down from the, and he marked it with three stones down there. So he could come back there at nighttime and be able to put the sword, I mean the gun right through the, and then have this and just match it up with that, and he just pulled the trigger. Well, it wounded the guy. And so I think he was on his deathbed for, I don't know, a week or so, and finally died. And one of the things he said, him and his brother had a guy that was going to be executed. He was a thief, but he looked just exactly like the head guy. So he says, you know, they were gonna crucify this guy, and they says, no, to save him, we might be able to use him someday.
Yeah, double or something.
Yeah, and so they brought him back out. They had him, and they started training him. And this guy dies, and he had to take his place and go into battle. This guy's just a common thief, man.
He's just pissing himself.
So anyway, that's one of my favorite samurai things. And it really is a masterful movie. Kurosawa is he's the best. You know, they built in Ron, they built castle or something that they had to use in them. And these Japanese over there said, you know, hell, we're just going to knock this down afterwards. And they started building it with nails. Kurosawa would not have that, man. He made them rip them down and do it the right way. I mean, and he'd sit up with, I feel it was a ball of rice or something like that, and I guess, I don't know, sake or a glass of water, man, and he'd be up in one of these things that they would hold them up, you know,
scaffolding or whatnot,
something like that. They would hold them. He'd stay up there all day, you know, directing the whole thing. Hmm. And but this was one of his best. This is my favorite of the ones that he did. But they're companion pieces. Now those two pieces should go together. So, the samurai and the woman in the kimono.
Oh, okay. I can put that into one gallery.
Pardon?
I'll put it into one gallery.
Yeah, yeah.
Woman and...
Now, I've got a whole bunch of flat bronze that I've got to cut up. It's really a marathon.
So this is the same one, huh?
Same one, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This picture's better, though. I like the... Sometimes it really catches the gold. Sometimes
yeah.
The flash or something gets them in there. Kinda. That's cool.